Today is Wednesday, April 14th. What to know about a temporary pause of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine all around the U.S. and how President Biden's deadline to withdraw U.S. troops from Afghanistan looks different than last year's plan. Also, a major update to a high-profile disappearance 25 years later. Plus, we'll tell you about a cat food recall, changes to some children's apps, and what Spotify's first gadget, simply called Car Thing, is all about. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. Johnson & Johnson's COVID-19 vaccine will no longer be given out anywhere in the U.S., at least temporarily. Federal health officials from the CDC and FDA recommended the pause because six people reported getting a rare and severe type of blood clot. All six were adult women under 50 years old. The symptoms started anywhere from 6 to 13 days after they got their shot, and one of the women died. Now keep in mind, that's six cases out of more than 7 million people who have gotten the Johnson & Johnson shot so far. In other words, it looks like the chance of getting this reaction is less than 1 in a million. Health officials say anyone who got the shot more than a month ago is likely in the clear. But they say anyone who got the vaccine more recently, likely the last couple weeks, does not need to panic but should look out for symptoms of blood clots just in case. Those symptoms include severe headaches, stomach pain, leg pain, or shortness of breath. Regulators hope to get to the bottom of it in the next few days and then decide what to do next. Whether the Johnson & Johnson vaccine ends up back on the market or not, the Biden administration says the U.S. should still have enough other vaccine doses for all Americans by the end of next month. Moderna and Pfizer are already delivering the most doses anyway. Today, President Biden is expected to announce that all American troops will leave Afghanistan by September 11th this year. As you probably know, that's exactly 20 years after the terror attacks that caused the U.S. to get involved in Afghanistan in the first place. It's since become the U.S. military's longest war that's cost trillions of dollars and more than 2,000 American lives. Now, this withdrawal is later than originally planned. Former President Trump had promised to get troops home by May 1st. But the Biden administration says there's still too much violence in Afghanistan right now. And there's another issue, though. The Taliban has threatened to attack American troops should they stay beyond that May 1st date. But that could still change. The U.S. is still working on a long-term peace deal with the militant group, and their next meeting is scheduled for later this month. There are now more than 3,500 U.S. troops in Afghanistan. A senior administration official told reporters they're going to be slowly leaving starting next month, and most will probably be out before the September 11th deadline. The police officer who shot and killed Dante Wright in Minnesota this week could be charged with a crime as soon as today. At least that's what the county attorney handling the case told the Minneapolis Star Tribune, although he would not say what the charges could be. Remember, Dante Wright is the 20-year-old black man who was shot and killed during a traffic stop on Sunday. Police have said it was an accident, that the officer meant to grab her taser when Wright resisted arrest, but that she grabbed her gun instead and shot him in the chest. Just yesterday, that officer, Kim Potter, turned in her resignation, saying she would leave the police department immediately. The guy in charge, Police Chief Tim Gannon, also resigned. Meanwhile, the town of Brooklyn Center, Minnesota, where this all happened, is still dealing with unrest over it. For the third day in a row, huge crowds turned out for peaceful protests. But once again, things got more chaotic after the sun went down. The Minneapolis Star Tribune says as many as 1,000 protesters were still outside the police station after dark. One state patrol leader says about 60 people were eventually arrested for rioting and other crimes. Just a few miles away in Minneapolis, former officer Derek Chauvin's lawyers started to present their case. And that meant, for the first time, jurors heard witnesses defend Chauvin's actions on the day George Floyd died. One of the six witnesses the defense team called yesterday was a former police trainer and use of force expert. He told the jury he did not think the kind of restraint Chauvin used qualified as use of deadly force and said police don't have to fight fair. He was talking specifically about Chauvin kneeling on Floyd's neck for more than 9 minutes while Floyd was handcuffed. The testimony directly contradicted what we had heard from other officers earlier in this trial, including the Minneapolis police chief, who said Chauvin's actions were not within department policy or ethics. Up next today, the defense is expected to have medical experts take the stand. It's still not clear if Chauvin himself will testify. The judge is expecting the whole thing to wrap up by early next week. Investigators believe they may have solved the high-profile case of a California college student who disappeared 25 years ago. One of Kristen Smart's former classmates was just arrested for murder. Smart was a 19-year-old freshman at California Polytechnic University when she disappeared after a party near the school. That was back in 1996. Authorities say another student, Paul Flores, walked her home after the party that night. Well, now Flores is the prime suspect, and he's being held in jail without bail. His father, Ruben Flores, was also charged as an accessory to the murder. For now, law enforcement officers are not saying what new evidence has come out all these years later, and they haven't released a motive. Florida is going to permanently shut down a wastewater reservoir that came close to flooding neighborhoods with millions of gallons of polluted water. The governor says the state will spend more than $15 million to start closing it, and lawmakers say it could end up costing $100 million in taxpayer money when all is said and done. Now, remember, we told you last week about how officials found a leak in the wastewater pond in Manatee County, just south of Tampa. Hundreds of homes were evacuated at the time as officials spent days pumping out the water. They ended up dumping more than 200 million gallons of wastewater into Port Manatee, which leads into Tampa Bay. And CBS News reports water samples from Port Manatee show high levels of chemicals like phosphorus and nitrogen, which can be deadly for marine life. The good news is, though, they succeeded in preventing the catastrophic flood officials had worried about. All right, more news is just ahead. But first, this episode is brought to you by Fitbod. Despite what social media may show, perfection is an illusion. But we can all strive to be the best version of ourselves. And Fitbod wants to help you achieve your fitness and health goals. Fitbod creates a fitness program that continually adapts to you, so you stay challenged with new exercises, pacing, and intensity based on where you are and where you want to be. And I love that Fitbod gets it, that the path to achieving your best look is different for everyone. In fact, their algorithm uses data and analytics to help build on your last workout to maximize your results. So whether you're exercising a couple times a week or every day, every workout is scientifically proven to be better than the last. Personalized training can be tough on the budget too, so Fitbod is only $9.99 a month or $59.99 a year. And right now, you can get 25% off your membership at fitbod.me/newsworthy. Pick up the pace on your fitness journey with Fitbod today, and your future self will thank you. Again, get 25% off when you go to fitbod.me/newsworthy. Okay, now back to the news. If you have a cat, you'll want to pay attention to this. Meow Mix cat food sold at Walmart stores across 8 states could be contaminated with salmonella, and cat owners are encouraged to throw it out. The J.M. Smucker Company, which owns the popular brand, issued a recall as a precaution. So far, the company does not have any reports of pets actually getting sick yet. The recall impacts 30-pound bags of the Meow Mix Original Choice dry cat food. The bags include expiration dates for September 14th and 15th of 2022. We have a list of the specific stores and affected products linked in today's episode notes. The FDA says cats with a salmonella infection may have symptoms like vomiting, decreased appetite, and fever. Now to a case grabbing headlines worldwide. One of the biggest rabbits on Earth is missing, and his owner says she believes her prized pet was kidnapped. The rabbit, named Darius, is even larger than your average bulldog. According to his entry in the Guinness World Records, he's 4 feet, 3 inches long, and he weighs about 50 pounds. His owner believes someone broke into her backyard in England and snatched Darius from his enclosure. Local police are handling the case as an abduction, and they're urging anyone with information to come forward. The rabbit's owner is also offering a nearly $3,000 reward for Darius's safe return. Earlier in his life, it was reported that Darius was insured for $1.6 million, and he traveled with a bodyguard. Now, though, he's older and mostly retired from public appearances. Disney, Viacom, and 10 advertising tech firms have agreed to remove certain ad software from children's apps. It's part of new legal settlements the New York Times says could reshape the children's app market for good. They involve some of the largest ad tech companies, like Twitter's MoPub, and some of the most popular kids' apps, like Viacom's Llama Spitzbit. Parents sued, saying companies put tracking software in kids' apps without parents knowing. Those types of trackers can be used to target kids with ads, the same way they do with adults and push them to make in-app purchases. Parents say that violates privacy and fair business practice laws. The cases were settled in federal court this week. The media companies agreed to remove ad tracking software from children's apps, but they are not admitting any wrongdoing. Spotify just released its first gadget. It's a voice-controlled device for the car that lets you control Spotify without looking at or touching your phone screen. It's called simply Car Thing. Think of it like a Spotify remote. There's no speaker on the device itself, just a button and a knob. You can use those buttons, the touchscreen, or your voice to make it work. But to actually hear your music or podcast, you do need to connect the device to your phone through either Bluetooth or a cord. Here's probably the most important thing you need to know, though. For now, you cannot just buy one. Instead, you have to sign up on a wait list and hope Spotify reaches out. To qualify, you also have to be here in the U.S. and subscribe to Spotify Premium. If the company does choose you, you get your Car Thing for free. You just have to pay for shipping. So far, the company hasn't said how many of these it plans to give out. But it seems eventually, when it's done with the testing phase, they'll end up costing about $80. And that's it for the main news today. Now it's time for Work Wednesday, when we break down one interesting career or work-related news story every Wednesday. But first, a quick break to thank our sponsor, BetterHelp. If there is anything that stops you from being your best and happiest self, why not fix that? It's sometimes tough for us to recognize on our own what might be holding us back, but a professional can help you identify it and move past it. BetterHelp is a great way to connect with a professional counselor in a safe and private online environment, so it's convenient, confidential, and affordable. And their licensed counselors specialize in everything from grief to self-esteem to family conflicts and much more. Plus, you can communicate with them in whatever way works best for you. Text, chat, phone, and video, all from the comfort of your own home. If you've ever worried about the cost of traditional offline counseling, BetterHelp is more affordable and financial aid is available. In fact, as a listener, you'll get 10% off your first month by visiting betterhelp.com/newsworthy. I want you to start living a happier life today. So join more than a million people who have taken charge of their mental health. Go to BetterHelp, H-E-L-P, betterhelp.com/newsworthy. Okay, now back to Work Wednesday. The kinds of job ads you see on Facebook could have something to do with whether you're a man or a woman. Researchers at the University of Southern California say they found gender bias in the social media platform's algorithm. For example, in tests done late last year, men were more likely to see ads for pizza delivery driver jobs, whereas women were more likely to see job postings for shoppers at the grocery delivery service Instacart. Also, software engineer jobs were marketed more to men, and retail sales associate jobs were geared more toward women. Researchers say the reason is the certain job postings are presented to people who are most like existing employees at each company. And a Facebook spokesperson backed that up. She told the Wall Street Journal the company's algorithm just tries to deliver ads to people who will be most interested in them. But she said Facebook is now also working to fix any discrimination issues. By the way, the USC team ran the same test on LinkedIn's job ads system, which is owned by Microsoft, and they say they found no evidence of an explicit gender bias on that site. All right, thank you so much for listening today and sharing the show with friends and family. We'll catch you up on more news to know tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.